Hi, well, this is it. We are coming towards the end of this Ultimate Confidence Coaching Program, and I really hope that you've benefited from this course and that you've found it useful and helpful. Now, as you know me by now, if you've watched, obviously, hopefully, the extent of this course, and you may or may not have watched my other courses, you'll know that I like to tell stories. So, to sum things up in the way that I do, I'm going to tell you one last story. And this is taken from a talk that I gave recently about the importance of just being yourself. I really hope that you find this helpful, and I'll see you on the other side.
The passion is burning tonight. But to close, I'm going to end with a story. So, there was this ground worker, and this ground worker worked all day and he worked all night. He worked all the time with all his might, and he would break up rocks. He would smash rocks to pulverines. He'd work in the building sites with his jackhammer and his sledgehammer, and he would break up and smash up rocks and boulders in the ground all day long. And one of these days, you know, he was kind of working away, breaking up rocks. And in the kind of midst of this rubble, he found this kind of Aladdin's lamp. And it was quite an ancient artifact, you know. He hadn't seen anything like this before. He knew it was valuable, and he kind of put it away in his rucksack. And he kept on working away that day, and he kind of forget about it until later on in the afternoon. Later on in the afternoon, you see, the business owner, you know, his employer came on to the building site to check on the progress that he was making and breaking up all these rocks and breaking up all these boulders. And he left, and the ground worker just noticed. He was kind of just aware that this business owner was kind of in a complete different class. You know, he was driving a Merc car, and he was wearing his shirt and tie, and he just looked different, and the way that he spoke. And you know, he thought to himself, oh man, you know, I love what I do, you know, breaking rocks all day, but, you know, it would be nice to, I wish I was a business owner, you know, and it was other people breaking up these rocks. I wish that was me driving that car. And he thought, he had this little thought. He thought, oh, I wonder, that lamp I found earlier on, I wonder if there's a genie in it. So he went to his rucksack, and he said to himself, you know, I've got nothing to lose here. So he went in and he pulled out his lamp, and it was really dirty, really dusty. And he pulled out an old rag out of his pocket, and he gave it a little rub, and poof, out popped this big purple genie. And the big purple genie says, I am the genie of the lamp. Your wish is my command. And the ground worker was, oh, score, awesome, this rocks. Look, Purple Genie, I've been working, smashing up rocks and boulders and breaking up the ground for years. And look, I'm weathered. You know, I'm getting old before my time. Oh, man, I look at my manager, I look at the business owner, who's got a beautiful car and he's got a beautiful house, and you know, he's making good money. And you know, I wish I was a business owner. Then, just like that, the ground worker turned in to this business manager. Here he was. And over the next couple of years, this business manager, the business owner, he experienced economic growth, you know, growth, financial growth. His business grew from strength to strength to strength. And you know what? He was so happy. He was so content. He'd moved house. He pretty much built himself a whole new estate. And it was kind of one night, he'd come home from his, you know, from a hard day in the office, making lots of money, telling all the ground workers what to do. And, you know, he looked at his life, and he was reasonably happy. But as he sat back and he put his feet up on the sofa, and he turned on the TV, he was watching the TV, and he thought, oh man, look at these guys on the TV. I mean, they're rich. They're famous. Everyone in the world knows who these guys are. Oh, man, I wish I was a celebrity. I mean, I'm a business owner at the moment, which is nice and it's fine, but man, imagine what life would be like as a celebrity. And then he had a thought. The lamp. This has happened once before. It's worked once before. If it's worked before, it's bound to work again. So he went rummaging around, and he'd actually packed his lamp down in his box in the garage. So he went down, he pulled out his lamp, and he gave it a little rub, and poof, out popped this purple genie. And the ground worker, who's now a business owner, said to the genie, I'm so glad you're still here. I've been a business owner for quite a couple of years now, and I've enjoyed it. It's been a great experience, but I've just turned on the TV, and I've just seen these celebrities. What a lifestyle, walking up and down the red carpet, the money, the fame, the fortune, the girls, all this kind of thing, the lifestyle. Everyone in the world knows who they are. Genie, I wish I was a celebrity. And then poof, the manager turned into a celebrity movie star, and the genie was gone. So here he was as a movie star celebrity for quite a number of years, and here he was pulling out all these blockbuster movies, and he was winning Grammy Awards and BAFTA Awards and whatever other awards you get, and he had girl after girl after girl, and marriage after failed marriage, and a couple of drug addictions here and a couple of drug addictions there, and his own TV chat show and all the rest of this sort of thing, and everyone in the world virtually knew who he was. The girls wanted to be with him, the guys wanted to be like him, but after a while he was kind of thinking, oh man, is this really it? Is this kind of it? It was around about the time of the presidential elections. And, as he was kind of reading the papers one day, he was looking at all the kind of, all the presidential candidates. And he thought to himself, now, there's power. There's power right there. Oh, man, if I could just be the president, I wouldn't just have the fame and the fortune and the celebrity status and the money and the girls, but I would have the power. I would have armies at my disposal. If I wanted to call a war, I could call a war. If I want to invade a country, I could invade a country. If I want to pilfer some nation's oil, then I could do whatever I really want. Oh man, I wish I was the president. And then he had a thought. Oh, my lamp, where's my lamp? And this thing was buried deep, in the basement of his Hollywood house. And it took him a couple of days to find his lamp, but he managed to find it, and he pulled out his handkerchief, and he gave his lamp a little rub, and poof, out popped the genie. And the genie says, I am the genie of the lamp, your wish is my command. To which this now a movie star celebrity says, oh, genie, I haven't seen you for a couple of years, but look, life has evolved somewhat. And I've enjoyed my time as a business owner. Now I've really enjoyed my time as a celebrity. But get me out of here! Look, man, I've just seen these candidates for the next presidential elections. And oh, if I could just be the next president, I'd have the power to go along with the fame and the fortune. I'd have armies at my disposal. Oh, genie, I wish that I was the next president. Poof. And that was him. He was now transformed into the next president of the world. So here he was as a president now. He had whitened teeth, and he had power, and he had fame, and he had fortune, and he invaded nations. And I think China bought 1/3 of his country. But that kind of boosted their economic growth and all that kind of thing. But he was so happy. Now, he was in charge of the armies. He had his board of presidential presidents that were in charge of all the different areas of the government and all that kind of thing. And he was the man. He was calling the shots. And at this stage of his life, he was just about complete. He was just about fulfilled. Until one day, he went for a walk around his presidential gardens. And it was a beautiful sunny day. And he looked up to the sun, the blue skies. And he kind of caught himself in a bit of a daydream. He thought to himself, man, I wonder what it would be like to be the sun. This isn't just power, but, every single life source on the face of the planet is dependent on the sun for life. If you think about it, the sun, what power, what energy to literally draw the life from a nation. could dry up rivers, streams, lakes, water supplies, power to potentially bring a nation to its knees. Ah, oh, I wish I was the sun. Where's my lamp? So he runs back into his president's house and he goes rummaging around now the basements and he eventually finds his lamp. So he pulls it out and he, you know, his kind of, you know, designer suit, gives the lamp a little rub and poof, out pops the purple genie. It's, I am the genie of the lamp and your wish is my command. To which now the president says, oh, genie, look, I'm very, very grateful to all these wishes you've granted me in the past. But look, I've just seen the sun. What power, what energy. This sun has the capacity to bring a nation to its knees, to dry up rivers, lakes, and streams. Oh, genie, I wish that I was the sun. Then all of a sudden, poof, here he was. The president was now the sun. The sun was very happy. Up in the sun, he was up in the sky. He was kind of, you know, beaming his rays down in some countries. And, you know, Scotland, he was saying, stuff that country, you're getting rain. So he didn't hover over Scotland much, but he hovered over quite a lot of nations, spent quite a bit of time over Africa for some reason, brought about a few droughts, all these sorts of things, but he was the man now. He was the man. You know, he had the capacity to bring nations to their knees. And he did. He really, really did. And he was so warm. He was so full of energy. And, you know, the people of the earth, they tried to predict his movements. But 9 times out of 10, they got it pretty wrong. You know, he was the boss. He was the daddy. You know, he brought energy, you know, and supplied light to galaxies, to the universe. And here he was for years, quite happy. Until one day, as he was hovering about in the universe, he looked down at planet Earth, and directly underneath him, where he shone, he saw a rain cloud. And this rain cloud was kind of floating, hovering above the Earth, pouring out its buckets upon the nations that he'd once dried up. And what he saw was where once and for a number of years he had been a taker of life. He'd also been a giver of life, but he saw the fruit that came from water. In terms of he could, you know, dry up a land, dry up a nation, this rain cloud could pour out its water, pour out its buckets, call it what you want, and bring life back to a nation. He could do this, bring water back to the streams, to the lakes, to the seas. And he thought, oh man, oh, I wish I was a rain cloud. I wish I was a rain cloud. Then out pops this big purple genie up in outer space. And he says, I am the genie of the lamp which you've left down on planet Earth. But, you know, I heard you anyway because I am now your genie and your wish is my command. And here he was. Poof, he turned into the rain cloud. So here he was now. He was hovering above the Earth as a rain cloud. He was pouring out his bucket loads of rain over the nations. He spent quite a bit of time hovering over Scotland, Northern England, quite a lot of time in Wales, but here he was kind of bringing life back to Africa and nations and all the rest of it. And he was so happy for a season of his life. But then, as he was kind of floating, hovering above the world, pouring his buckets out, he just happened to notice this rock. Now, this rock had been there for years. You know, he'd kind of gone past and forth and he'd hovered over that many times. And what he'd observed was that, you know, it didn't really matter how much the sun shone or how much bucket loads of rain he poured out, you know, over millennia, decades, years, this rock remained the same. It was kind of consistent. You know, all the elements, the ice, the years, the earthquakes, this, that, the next thing. This rock just was untouched, completely constant, completely consistent. He thought to himself, oh man, I would do anything just to be that rock. Solid, untouchable, unbreakable. So he called upon his genie. Genie, can you hear me? Are you out there? Poof! Out pops the genie. He's hovering in this big purple cloud right next to where he was hovering. So I am the genie of the lamp that you left on planet Earth before you turned into the sun, and your wish is my command. What wish can I grant you today? And the rain cloud says, oh, look, genie, look, I've spent a couple of years being a sun. I'm pretty sort of, I was happy with that, but you know, I've been on the rain cloud for a few years now, and I'm enjoying this, bringing life back to some of the nations, but I've just seen this rock down on planet Earth that has been sitting there for years, decades, for millennia, untouchable, unbreakable, completely consistent. I would love my life to be as consistent and as untouchable as that rock. Genie, I wish I was a rock. Poof! So he turns from rain clouds into the rock, and the rock falls down to planet Earth and sits there. And here he is, happy as Larry, for quite a number of years. And as the rain clouds up in the sky chuck down the rain, and as the sun shines, rock remained consistent, completely consistent, untouched, unmoved. And here he stayed for quite a number of years. He was so happy to be a rock. Until one day, when the ground worker came along with his sledgehammer. You see where this story's going. I guess, to close tonight, what we've really been driving towards tonight is that, I guess, being a ground worker was probably enough. I guess the main point I'm really wanting to give you to take away home tonight is this idea that, yeah, you've got some beliefs about who you are, and you've had some life experiences, but you know your life experiences are what mold you, they shape you. It's them that have kind of made you into who it is that you are today. And this person that you are today is enough. It's always been enough. You may have had some insecurities, some doubts and fears throughout your life, but you've got through them all. You've overcome them all. And in the future, the fears and insecurities you have about the future, if you have any, you'll overcome them in exactly the same way that you've overcome the ones in your past, by simply just being yourself. Thank you. Good night.
Well, guys, that is it. This brings us to a close. This course has been quite an epic. We've gone just over 40 videos, which I think is going to be quite a few hours worth of video, and obviously all the articles and all this stuff. Look, I would love to hear your feedback on this course, your thoughts, any questions that you have. Please ask away, and I will do my best to respond to as many of the questions as possible. And also, if there's any questions on any topics or areas that I haven't already covered in this course, please ask away. And it may be the case that I even produce more videos in the future just to add into this course as an added bonus. So look, thank you very much for purchasing this course, and I shall look forward to seeing you in the next course, which might be something to do with personal success. So until the next time, thank you very much again, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.